Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the fastest 30 minutes of sports. This is your host, Vinny Moore, again, live and in color, even though you can't really see me, live on there. We thought we'd have this wonderful intro all queued up for you, ready to rock and roll. Unfortunately, as is sometimes the case, technical difficulties do occur. So you know what? You know me, always the consummate professional. We'll do what we do. We'll wing it. Again, a lot of fun. This is divisional playoff weekend. I keep wanting to say wild card weekend, but the reality is the wild card weekend is over. It is divisional playoff time. We are down to 8 teams in the National Football League. This weekend, an amazing set of matchups, with the exception of what's going on in Chicago. Again, how it should be and how it may play out, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, the reality is a lot of fun things coming down the pipe this weekend. Now, for those of you who remember me back in my days of the hip-hop world, when hip-hop wasn't even hip-hop, when it was just hot mixes and dance music and house music and everything we did, I got a little something for you. I'm going to give you a little tidbit of it somewhere in the midst of the night. We're just going to have some fun tonight and do typically what we do. So sit back, relax. Welcome again to the fastest 30 minutes in sports.
Who the hell do you think you are? Wake up, Leona! This decrepit Hooverville is infested with something besides idiots.
It is the fastest 30 minutes of sports with your host, Vinny Moore. Tonight on this show, we're going to have, of course, we'll take a quick look at the NBA, give you some update on scores. I heard a guy today was basically calling in Chicago radio shows, and basically he said that really no one cared about the National Basketball Association. No one was into the NBA. That 5% of the world cared about the National Basketball Association. The rest of us were just waiting for the National Football League to do what it does. Look, the National Football League is by far the best brand. However, do not discount the NBA, especially when playoff basketball gets started. It garners quite a lot of love, certainly from yours truly and from many of us in the media world. So 10:01 for your Friday night. Let's get you up to date on what's going on in the National Basketball Association as soon as I can get it in front of me, because I'm fumbling already. I'm just kidding, of course. Currently, let's see, games that have already gone final for tonight. Sacramento, a 93-83 win over the Knicks. Boston takes care of Charlotte, 99-94. The Detroit Pistons over Toronto, 101-95. Philadelphia, the Sixers, a one-point winner over Milwaukee. Also earlier today, San Antonio, 101-89 winner over Dallas. The Bulls hold serve on the road against Indiana, 99-86. Games currently going on right now, early on, out on the West Coast. New Jersey has a four-point lead over the Lakers, 18-14. Currently in overtime, a good one is New Orleans has gone up 100-99 over Houston. So for those of you that have an NBA channel, you may want to try to catch the end of that overtime. It's about 3 minutes left in that overtime session. Utah, 112-93 leader over Cleveland right now in the fourth quarter. Still early games early on out west. Phoenix at 25, actually losing to Portland, 29-25 right now. And a Golden State, a 30-28 lead over the Clippers. So that's your NBA love. Again, we won't spend a lot of time on it. Why? Because it is playoff weekend. Now, Rex Ryan and the New York Jets have been running their mouths. Cromartie has basically called Tom Brady an ass. Of course, when you hear that he called him a blank, blank him and so on and so forth, you start filling in the blanks, and some of us get a little bit more graphical even than the fact that he just called him an ass. We thought he called him something else before we actually got to reading some of the document. So it showed up in the New York Post. Feel free to go online and check that out. Cromartie, cornerback with the Jets, good player. Unfortunately, because he's not Darrell Revis and doesn't get tagged with as the shutdown corner, he does get picked on a lot. Based on everything he said this weekend, while Bill Belichick and Tom Brady always take the high road and they're class acts, the reality is this may garner some attention. Do not be surprised if you see Brady go after Cromartie in some capacity in this game. And I know maybe that's sometimes juvenile, but Darrell Revis is a great corner. Cromartie has had tendencies to bite on certain fakes. Again, don't be surprised if Tom Brady and that Patriot offense try to expose him. At the same time, don't be shocked if in this Jets-Patriots game we see a tighter game. The Jets defense certainly has the talent to step it up. The Patriots, again, have been unknown on rare, very rare occasion to play down to their competition. I don't think that's going to happen this time around, but you never know. Of course, the Bully game is also this weekend. Your Ravens and Steelers, we got certainly our picks on that. Certainly we'll hear from our guys at ESPN Radio, Mike and Mike, in this morning. They did their Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks for the playoffs. Interesting things coming out of Seattle. Lofotutupu practiced, but he has not been cleared to play, coming off a concussion. And our buddies, again, we talked about Rex Ryan running his mouth. He's already basically gone out and said that this Sunday's game is the second biggest game in the Jets' history. Again, purely simply because, of course, for those who remember Joe Namath, the first time they promised to win a Super Bowl, they went out there and they beat the Colts. That was Super Bowl III. In this case now, going up against the Patriots, they've already put the signs up, it's Super Bowl or bust. And standing in their way right now is the New England Patriots. So you're going to hear some, the names of some guys probably this weekend you've never heard of. Guys like Rob Ninkovich playing linebacker, Danny Woodhead, the rest of the usual suspects, the Wes Welkers, and I'm just drawing a blank, the wide receiver. All right, we'll come back to that. I don't want to look too stupid. Anyway, some of their wideouts that are just, the common names. Deion Branch, thank you very much, are going to be on front stage and doing what they do. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, a name some of you have come to know throughout the season, will certainly have a big role. If they can run on the Jets, then it's probably going to be a very, very long, long day. Some coaching changes going on right now. John Fox, who was let go by the Carolina Panthers, has thankfully landed in Denver. That is a great situation for him. Congratulations to him. A good guy, a great football coach, a great football man. Put in a really bad situation in Carolina. They knew they had to rebuild, and unfortunately he winds up being the fall guy. Ownership obviously wants to try to do something in a hurry to win now. They just don't have the talent. But he goes to a Denver team, which has a Kyle Orton coming off a record-setting year for himself, personal best in a lot of different categories. He's got some talent there on the offensive side of the ball with Moreno and certainly with Brandon Lloyd. Hopefully they can do some things on defense to stabilize those things. Denver deserves a great program. That's been a staple and a stalwart for a lot of years. It would be great to see them back where they needed to be, certainly. A quick little baseball tidbit. For those of you who have not heard, maybe had your head in the sand, the lovely Chicago Cubs have gone out and got Matt Garza, solidifying their pitching staff. Today, Jim Thome signs an agreement with the Twins to play at least one more year. It's nice that it's always great when you have good guys around any sport. Jim Thome's been a great guy for a lot of years. It's just kind of fun to see, guys like Thome get a chance to continue to play the game they love. And, Jim's not going to shock you. He's not going to steal bases. He's not going to do anything fancy. He's just going to hit the ball out of the park. That's all there is to it. Let's see. Quoting out of Minneapolis, Jim Thome didn't need much time to determine. He wanted to return for what would be his 21st season in baseball. His back feels good. 25 home runs last year, 276 at-bats for the Twins. Again, that powerful uppercut swing still looks like it's got its shape. So agreed to a simple one-year deal worth $3 million, literally doubling his deal from last year. So, again, for Jim, it's not about the money. Please understand. Again, Garden Hire will certainly manage his time as he goes through the season. He's got a lot of talent around him with, Michael Kadire, Justin Morneau, Jason Kubel. So, again, kudos to Jim Thome for hanging around the game that he loves. He's probably going to make a great coach when his days of playing are over. I'll be curious to see whether or not his numbers garner enough Hall of Fame attention to get him there, because that's one of the good guys. Let's see. There's talk about him, of course, passing the 600 home run mark. I'm trying to see exactly where he might be. He's at 589. 589 home runs. Of course, he doesn't play the field anymore. He's just a DH, but if he gets off to a great start, he could have, 20 home runs by midseason, and there's your 600. And his number is certainly worthy of some Hall of Fame consideration. All right, 10:08 on your Friday night. Hope you guys are somewhere in this world safe and sound doing what you do, whatever that may be. Again, there has been talk throughout the sports world about expanding not only the fast 30 minutes in sports, but as well as some other things we've got our hands into. But I'll keep you abreast of those things. But rather than get into all those things that people are chirping in my ear, rather than get into any of all that fun stuff, let's focus on this playoff weekend. I don't know what your plans are. I don't know what you've got going on in your world. All I know is this. You'd better be somewhere close to a phone and close to a bowl of popcorn and some snackage, and close to your TV Saturday afternoon when these all start. All right, you better be close by. Matter of fact, for those of you who are even near phone now, give us a call, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747 is our number. Feel free to give us a call. Let's talk about it. For those of you who, as often as the case, you know, play this wonderful show back to get your picks for those of you going to the gambling window. Well, good luck this weekend. I got a funny feeling you might just need it. The last thing I want to hear from anybody is this.
Crap.
Because you didn't listen. So what you might hear if you listen is things like this.
You are spectacular.
Or
better than sex.
Or
you are spectacular.
Or
that's better than sex.
Those are the things you'll want to hear. Enjoy those things when you've taken some time, done a little due diligence, and made good decisions about what you're going to do. Again, spend time with your family, spend time on the housework, do what you have to do, but at game time, be sure you've got all those things out of the way so you can shut it down, do what you need to do to enjoy what should be an absolute phenomenal weekend of football action. Again, we go in with 8. By the end of Sunday, then there were 4. AFC Championship, NFC Championship. Who's your pick? Who is your pick for these folks? Who's going to make it to the AFC Championship? It's real easy for me to sit back here and say I love New England and Baltimore in the AFC, and I think Baltimore goes to New England in the AFC Championship game and shocks the world. I actually like Chicago, and I like Green Bay, and I like Green Bay to actually come to Chicago and play in what should be an absolute barn burner of a game. And even though I'm a Bears homer and I love Chicago, it would not surprise me if Green Bay comes to Chicago, shocks the world, beats the Bears, and gets to the Super Bowl. And then what have you got? A Ravens-Packers Super Bowl? Again, great programs, or maybe it's, again, the stars align a certain way. Maybe we're looking at a Bears victory and a Ravens Super Bowl. That's not so bad either. Should heaven flip the script on all of us? The Jets upset the Patriots. The Jets on that little swagger now. If Baltimore is a walking team, I think the Jets were a high season. They'd actually get a home game. The Ravens would have to go into New York to play that game. That could be a lot of fun as well. The Jets could look up. How would you like to see that? I know Greeny and ESPN Radio would love to see a Jets-Bears Super Bowl. That'd be phenomenal. Again, for those of us Bears homers in the Midwest, yeah, we love our boys and we wish them well. Despite everything you've heard from me all 17, 18 weeks now, I'm not a big fan of Lovie Smith. I never really have been. I find the man a great guy away from the game, personable, wonderful person inside the game. His game decisions, his game management has stunk for years. Poor timeouts. He'll see something, he'll make it. He won't admit that he just made a bad decision. He's arrogant in that regard. I want my coach to tell me when he's made a mistake and say, you know what, my bad. Now he just showed me a human element and I can vibe with him now. When you come off as he needed to guard him, I'll take it back to a Carolina playoff game when they sent the rookie to guard Steve Smith on several occasions. Tillman gets burned. What do you think is going to happen to the rookie? I mean, before they come to the line, Jake Delhomme looks to the left and sees a guy whose number he's never seen guarding Steve Smith. What do you think's going to happen? Where do you think he's going with the ball? And while you're looking at the taillights of Steve Smith running in the end zone one more time, you'd think Lovie would say, well, maybe that was a bad decision on my part. But no. He puts the man out there on an island all by himself with no secondary help, no two-deep help, no help, no safety help whatsoever, and expects him to guard Steve Smith. Yeah. And then to come back and say that he expected him to make the play. Yeah, about that. Anyway, I could rant all day about, decisions, in-game decisions. See the Atlanta game against the Bears when the Bears took the lead late on a Kyle Orton touchdown pass, and then Lovie had them literally pooch the ball, giving the Atlanta Falcons a short field. They proceeded to run two plays, one of which was a 33-yard out pass to Roddy White, got in field goal range, and still won the game. And for those of us who watched it and realized that this call came from the head coach, we were just nauseous. Anyway. This show is not about Lovie Smith or Vince bashing Lovie Smith. That's not going to happen. So you know what? My bad. 10:13 on your Friday night. Hope you're having a great time. This is the Fast 30 Minutes of Sports. It is playoff weekend. Okay. Some of the stories around the playoffs, of course, Rex Ryan and his players running their mouths. New England and the Patriots simply being a class act, not saying anything crazy. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Terrell Suggs, the one guy that's got more sacks on Ben Roethlisberger than any other player currently in the playoffs. Suggs realizes getting Big Ben on the ground is not going to be easy. It never has been easy. And it's just a tremendous amount of talent, speed, and power that Baltimore, Ray Lewis will tell you that playing the Steelers is often like looking into a mirror. They don't like you, and you don't like them. And the reality is, as Terrell Suggs said, none of them cats are going to be calling me over for dinner when this one's over. So there is some are, and uniquely enough, as crazy as it may sound, this is actually good for the National Football League. This is actually healthy for the National Football League. We finally got us a good old-fashioned route. Not, you know, the history of course, the Bears and Packers. The Bears and Packers actually respect each other. You know, there are guys on both squads that probably will have dinner together when that game is, you know, if that game were to happen, you know, and the game was over, they'd probably go kick it and have a good time. This isn't going to happen between the Ravens and the Steelers. The bottom line, they don't like each other. All right. Hines Ward, one of the most physical wide receivers, makes it clear when he puts a check on an Ed Reed. Doesn't like him, ain't hanging out with him. At the same time, Ed Reed makes a pick, returns it for a touchdown. You know, at the end of the game, no one's coming over, tapping down the back of the head, saying, hey, you know, sorry about the loss of your brother. You know, hey, you know, everything's going to be all right. That ain't happening, okay? Yeah, you got to love the guys like the Ray Lewis and the Terrell Suggs, Haloti Ngata, because these are the guys who are going to really, really make the difference should the Ravens find a way to beat the Steelers. And, again, the Steelers realize this is not going to be a day in the park. This is going to be a day where you bring your lunch pail, tie it on your chin strap, you know, broken noses, broken jaws. There's a whole lot of physicality that's going to jump off in this game. So, again, for those of you who thought this was going to be just one of those wonderful ha-ha-hee-hee days in the park, not for that game. So, again, if you're a Ravens fan, get your popcorn ready. If you are a Steeler fan, get your popcorn ready. Again, someone's going to make a big play. I'll tell you that. Someone is going to make a huge, huge play. You know, oh, this is funny. That's kind of funny. All right, you know what? We'll take a break real quick. We'll come back to you. And then, welcome again. Fast 30 Minute Sports. We're going to come back with Mike and Mike's Stone Cold Lip Hop Blocks. We'll come back with the Vin Picks. And then we'll shut it down for your playoff weekend. Be good. Be safe. Let's rock and roll.
Divisional playoffs get started this weekend. We'll get into it and a whole lot more on the fastest 30 minutes in sports. Welcome in, everybody. January 14th, 2011. Let's get into it right now.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth, it is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
Coming now, buddy. We on our horse all day long. Let's just kick this ball all day long. Pick it up. Don't stop. Pick it up. Let's go. Get after the ball. Catch him, somebody.
Regulators, mount up. We're coming.
Pro football is a mirror of early America, reflecting toughness, courage, and self-denial.
There he is! Whoa! Whoa! Good job! Good job!
That's the way to make a play out there, buddy. Nice job.
Over Pirate 2. Ready?
45 left!
Yeah, three, three.
45 left!
Keep on playing at this level now, huh? Keep it up, baby. Keep it up.
We're going to be here all day, baby.
Hang in there, little buddy. They're coming in. You better smile.
This fun or what?
Game is wide open, not confined. X's and O's on a blackboard are translated into imagination on the field. It can be one man rising above the obscurity of the grim, no-glory duty of special teams. It is a lineman clawing through the carnage at the scrimmage line and devouring the quarterback.
17 weeks of the NFL season are now behind us.
Now, no mistakes, no penalties. Now, be smart.
Get ready for a playoff edition of the Stone Cold Lead Pylocks.
Let's go, boys. Let's get one, man.
An exclusive presentation from Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN Radio.
Hi, Colin. Here we go for the divisional playoff weekend. And my motto this weekend is, you know what? I actually do know what I'm talking about.
You're a brainless little twit.
I was 2-0 last week. I won the national championship game in college.
Just tell them how you feel without sounding like a girl for once.
And before the season started, I picked the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, and I'm going to be right.
No. No. No, that's terrible.
The Ravens are as good as anybody. They're going into Pittsburgh. They're not afraid. They're not intimidated. They're just as physical. And on some level, I think they are just this much better. And my fingers are really close together. They're getting 3 points. In this game, you take points if you can get them. Give me the Ravens plus 3 on the road into Steel City.
Breathtaking football! Nice. That's what Maryland does!
You being right just means a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. That's all. You have no skill at all in this, and you'll be wrong in this one.
You got nothing going for you. Zero, zilch.
Pittsburgh will win this game by more than 3.
Not likely, for you've chosen to follow the path of evil. Ultimately, it will destroy you.
Baltimore limping away after that big victory over Kansas City. They're getting a little older.
Vampire's the name!
A day less to prepare. Pittsburgh got to sit around and watch. Troy Polamalu a week more to heal.
Does this hurt?
He is the key to that defense. I love Big Ben shaking off the big rushers in Baltimore, making the plays down the field. The Steelers win this one by more than 3 and move on.
No. And I made it double or nothing. Oh, no.
All right, let's move on to the next game. Head-to-head in Atlanta, Green Bay, the 16.
And there is your wild card dagger.
Rolling on in Greeny. They will continue to roll on. They're getting 2.5 in this one. They move on to the NFC Championship game. They're just playing extremely well right now.
Jackson to the 10 to the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown.
Got the running game going now with the rookie starts. We know what Aaron Rodgers can do. That defense is playing as good as any defense in the playoffs. Right now.
Not now. Right now.
I know they're playing Atlanta at home, and Atlanta's fantastic at home, but Green Bay is on a roll right now. They continue it. They go to Atlanta and take out the Falcons.
Don't worry, old friend. We will battle side by side for justice another day.
You two go like you got suckered in like everybody else. The Atlanta Falcons are channeling their inner Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey, Orange Balls. I'll have a box of those. Me and Fox Girls Naked Lady Tees. And give me 2 of those. Give me 6 of those.
They don't get no respect.
Okay, fine.
They're the one seed. They're only giving 2.5 points at home. That's ridiculous. The Falcons were the best team in the NFC this year for a reason.
Touchdown, Atlanta. Back shoulder to the Pro Bowler, Roddy White.
Matt Ryan's numbers are so much better than people realize. They beat the Packers in their own stadium earlier, and they're going to do it again. Give me Atlanta. I'm giving the points. The Falcons are going on to the next round.
My analyst says, I only react to you with such vehement loathing because I admire you so much. He says, I resent you.
And those are your divisional playoff weekend. So, go! Let's
go! Isn't that just magnificent?
I was worried it was getting a little dodgy in the middle part, but then that finale. Wow!
That's really well done. Joaquin, as always, with your Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. And as always, a terrific job on TV by Hip Hip Jorge! And Paul Contador Ryan.
Who did test positive for EPO.
Yeah, and has been thus suspended for 2 years. So that's a good job. Once again,
yeah,
recapping those picks, we're going head-to-head. I've got Atlanta giving 2.5 at home against Green Bay. Golic's taking the points. I have the Ravens, and I'm getting 3 at Pittsburgh. Golic is giving the points. Now let's go on, Mike, and pick the other two games.
Right.
Against the spread here. Let's do Chicago-Seattle. We take these out of the USA Today this morning. Chicago, I'm looking at 10 points here this morning. Too
10
much?
Points. Yeah, no, I'm going to say too much. You know what? I'm going to give Seattle a little. Though on the road, man, can they stink. That's the fear with me. Is Seattle is a Jekyll and Hyde team. When they look good, they can look good. When they look bad, they can get destroyed. Again, they're 9 losses this year, averaged 21 points in the loss. It was brutal. So if they lose this game, you think they're going to get crushed and the 10 points. So, but I don't want to give it. I don't want to give the 10 points. I really don't. Hasselbeck had a nice game last week. I think they're obviously believing in themselves a bit at this point. I'm not going to give the 10. I think Chicago wins, but I'm not giving the 10 points.
All right, we're going to go head-to-head a third time then. I will take Chicago. I'll give the points. This feels like one where it could start steamrolling. Seattle's had a nice run to this point. It was a great win and a memorable one for their team last week. I think the Bears are going to crush
it's them. It's a kiss of death. Once I did this in the regular season with Seattle. I pick them, and they win, and then I pick them the next week, and they get crushed. And I have a fear it's going to happen again.
Finally, New England and the Jets, for the record, for the I do everything I can from a karma perspective. Things generally tend to work well when I pick against the Jets, so I will. The official pick, and this will go on the record regardless, is I will take New England minus 9. That's the number I see in the paper today. But then, Mike, what do you think? New England minus 9 is the number. I'm looking at you with a look of
hope.
Hope. I don't even know what my look is. Nervousness, anxiety.
It's a big
nausea.
Number. It's a big number. We all know what Belichick does when you have an extra week as well to prepare. Let's
put it this way. I don't think if the Patriots get up in this game, they're taking their foot off the throttle.
No, they're not.
You know what I mean?
No.
I think they're going to look to throw as many touchdowns in the direction of Antonio Cromartie as they can.
Yes. I would agree with that. I'm going to tell you, Green, I'm going to take New England and give the points.
It has been a fantastic season in the National Football League, but for some of you, not so good. Many of you just made some bad decisions, bad choices, and you just didn't listen to the guru as we spit it out all year long. But you know what? I got you. For those of you going there this weekend, let's take a look at really, really fantastic matchups in the National Football League. Here we go. January 14th, 2011, the Venn picks for your divisional round playoffs. Ravens at Steelers. You know that fight that goes on between bullies and the little kid who really didn't do anything but the bullies loves to pick on him? Well, this isn't that matchup. You've got the Ravens, bullies. You've got the Steelers, bullies. Two bullies playing in a bully's backyard in Pittsburgh. You really got to pick and choose. This is going to be knock down, drag out. I'm punching you in the mouth. You're punching me in the mouth. You know, can Ray Lewis's left hook be as good as Troy Polamalu's right cross? I mean, this is good old-fashioned Donnerbrook knock down, drag out. Who wants it more? Who's going to be able to establish any type of rhythm? Rashard Mendenhall in the run game. Ray Wright's in the run game for Baltimore. Will Anquan Boldin have a say-so? Will Hines Ward, Mike Wallace have a say-so? Will it be someone that we haven't even named, you know, stepping up? Could Joe Flacco have a good game? Could he bust out? Could Big Ben shed off Terrell Suggs in the sack? This is going to be, by far, the most physical game both these two teams have played. It'll be the most physical game of these playoffs. Ravens at Steelers. That game's going to kick off the afternoon game on Saturday. You know what? I don't care what you got to do. Get your popcorn ready. That is going to be a game. So, who wins it? You know, Vegas loves Pittsburgh because they're at home. That's the three-point gimme because they're at home. But I think the Ravens could be a Super Bowl-bound team. I think they're good enough not only to beat Pittsburgh, but good enough to beat the Patriots. Give me Baltimore, and I'll take the 3 points. Packers at Falcons. Another fantastic, entertaining game. Again, early in the season, Atlanta, Matty Ice doesn't lose a lot at home. The bottom line is he's got a lot of talent. Michael Turner's running the ball well. Roddy White's doing his thing in the passing game. Green Bay's defense is playing as well as any defense in the National Football League right now. They're getting some of their guys back again. They've lost over 14 guys throughout the season on IR, injuries, nicks, bumps, bruises, whatever you want to say, and they have held it together. This is the most dangerous team in the playoffs simply because in the beginning of the season, we said when they're healthy, that's the Super Bowl quality team. Aaron Rodgers is the man. Greg Jennings is the man. And now that they've established a running game with Starks, you're going to have to watch out. I think Green Bay goes to Atlanta, and I think they upset the Falcons. The Falcons have had a great season. I think it comes to a halt there. Take the Green Bay Packers and the 2 points, and Green Bay will see you when you get to Chicago. Seahawks at Bears. Seriously? The now 8-9 Seattle Seahawks, who found a way to shock the world by beating New Orleans last week, come to Chicago. Chicago team that is notorious for shooting itself in the foot. Now, the Bears, again, they seemingly found some magic with this balanced attack with Mike Martz, you know, toning things down, having Jay Cutler hand it off to Matt Forte and Chester Taylor getting that running game going. The Bears are 10-point favorites in this game. I really, truly, honestly don't know how this is going to play itself out. I know this. The Bears should win this game. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be blustery. I do not believe Matt Hasselbeck has another performance like he gave to New Orleans in him this season. I think they come back down to earth. I think Chicago wins this game by more than 10 points. I think the Bears come out with something to prove. Again, total disrespect throughout the season. They want to be considered one of the best teams in the National Football League. Well, you know what? Here's your chance to prove it. Put your foot on Seattle's throat and don't let them up. At Chicago, again, solid running game, great defense. Look for that defense to really, really show up. They're going to be fast, even on an icy track. They're going to be, you know, coming after Matt Hasselbeck. I don't know how they're going to deal with Mike Williams. Mike Williams is now a legitimate number one on Seattle. But best believe Ron Marinelli will have that defense ready to rock and roll. Look for the Bears to take care of business at home. Bears by 13. Jets at Patriots. What can I tell you? This is not a bully versus bully fight because the bottom line is the Patriots are kind of a class act. They become the class of the National Football League. The Jets, loudmouths, rambunctious, want to get in your face, want to start a fight. A lot of times, unfortunately, the Jets have proven that they can't back it up. Again, the Jets have lost to the New England Patriots early on, 45-3 in New England. I don't think it's going to be that kind of a matchup again. I do think New England wins this game. I think Tom Brady, guys like Woodhead, Wes Welker have big games. I think they're going to pick on Cromartie for all those wonderful comments he made about Mr. Brady. in the administration there in New England. But yet nonetheless, still a very, very fun and entertaining game. I look for New England to pull away in the second half and probably win this one by at least 12 points. So give me the Patriots and the 12 points. Again, I look for the Jets to play with a lot of heart early on. They'll play hard, they'll play fast, they'll play physical. They'll have that field in good shape, but Tom Brady's just going to be too good, too many weapons. And again, they'll spread those guys out. And if it's not, again, no one likes to pick on Darrell Revis. He gets a lot of quality compliments for shutting wide receivers down. I think someone decides to pick on him this weekend, and that person is Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady exposes some of that Revis Island that the Jets have made so eloquently stable over the last couple of years. Anyway, so give me the Patriots, and again, I think the Patriots win this one by 10 points for those of you going to the window. So that's it for the Ben Picks. Best of luck. Again, as always, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Have yourself a great divisional playoff weekend, and we'll see you next week. Love you. You've been listening to the fastest 30 minutes in sports with Vinny Moore.